We're back. Before we get started, we here at 21st Century Disability appreciate all of the love that all you listeners out there have shown us. We also want to thank you for sticking with us during our hiatus, and we look forward to having you here with us for another fantastic season of 21st Century Disability. And now, on to the show. Insert intro. Oh, crap, I'm not supposed to read that part. Welcome to 21st Century Disability, the show that analyzes how the modern world is changing the way society sees disability. I am your host, Hollis Pierce. Hop in, let's go for a ride. To start out Season 2 of 21st Century Disability, we thought it would be a good idea to make the premiere episode about the history of the wheelchair. It is so fitting to do this episode during the month of March because, as most of you are hopefully aware, March 1st is recognized as the International Wheelchair Day. This day is so significant to the disabled community because of how the wheelchair is the most well-known symbol of disability. After all, every one of us living in the 21st century knows what the painting of a stick-figured person in a wheelchair means when circling in a parking lot, looking for a parking spot. Am I right? Heck, I even use it in the weekly newsletter you receive. Not that you guys look at that. In fact, I am and have been so excited about this episode that I did so much research for it that it turned out to make more sense to put it into a two-part episode. This episode is going to be part one, where I talk about all the history of a wheelchair and how it evolved into the power chair. Part two, which will be released within the next 2 weeks, will focus on how disabled persons that are in need of one get their bums into one. Needless to say, I cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate my wheelchair's existence. My wheelchair is a part of me. It is a part of my identity. For more information about my identity as a concept, take a listen to our Season 1 finale episode. My wheelchair, better yet, my power chair, has helped me get through storms, rocky roads, and my biggest nemesis, cobblestones. To put it bluntly, when you are in a wheelchair, your wheelchair is the strongest thing that connects you on an unimaginable level. Of course, not all disabled persons will agree with me and this sentiment. In fact, they may think I am crazy and completely disagree, but that is up to them and how they identify with their disability. On today's episode, we will be talking all about the wheelchair, but more specifically, the electric wheelchair, often referred to now as the power chair. In this episode, you will hear about everything from the history of the wheelchair and the seemingly odd sense of grief from leaving your old chair. So let's get to it. As a Carleton University graduate in the history department, I benefited from being a member of the Carleton University Disability Research Group, otherwise known as the CUDRG. This group has produced multiple virtual online exhibits relating to the history of disability. They have been and will continue to be an invaluable resource to me during this podcast. For more information on them or to see any of their exhibits, simply Google CUDRG. First off, we will start with its history. It is difficult to pin down a date for the invention of the first self-propelling wheelchair. It is also very difficult to specify a date that wheelchairs were invented for the intention of aiding the disabled. Some scholars say that it could have been as early as between the 6th and 4th centuries BCE. Now, wheeled chairs would not be seen in Europe until the 12th century, at the same time as technologies such as the wheelbarrow. The first wheelchair was invented by a German mechanic named Johann Hutsch, who also created several rolling chairs. The first self-propelled wheelchair, though, was actually produced by a German watchmaker by the name of Stefan Farfler in approximately 1655. It would have looked very similar to what we now know to be considered the recumbent bicycle. Similar to the recumbent bicycle, it had three wheels with a rotary handle on the front wheel. However, according to multiple other sources, including the Science Museum in London, there is evidence to suggest that in places like ancient China and Greece, wheelchair-like devices have been used as early as the 6th century. A more recognized date, though, is almost a millennia later when King Philip of Spain was in need of one in 1595 after suffering from a severe case of gout. The more recognized date is when the German clockmaker mentioned earlier broke his back in 1655 and designed one that suited his needs to accommodate for his injuries. You will be able to see images of his chair on our website soon. But for now, just imagine how a modern tricycle works. If you were sitting in it, the seat would be located between the two back tires, and the rotary pedals are on the front wheel in front of the user. Research from the Carleton University Disability Research Group identify the earliest Canadian wheelchair to be found in the Canadian Science and Technology Museum's collection from the 19th century. It is thought to be used in Windsor, Nova Scotia, by a retired employee of the Paysant Hospital. Its creation is credited to the town's carriage maker, or one of the artisans named on an 1871 map of Windsor, Nova Scotia. When looking at an image of it, it looks similar to one that you would expect to see in a retirement home today. The seat is made of wicker, and it has a very high backrest for the user to lean back on. It also appears to be in a slightly reclined position, but this is purely because the larger wheels are at the front and the smaller wheels are at the back. Now, those of you who are familiar with the modern manual wheelchair are aware that the bigger wheels are always located at the back of the chair. Ironically, though, the more popular modern electric wheelchairs today have the bigger wheels at the front or middle of the chair, so as to allow the chair to turn on a tighter radius. If you would like to look at the photos of this chair, you will be able to find the link at our website soon. You will be also able to find other photos from this episode there as well. The first ever electric wheelchair would not be designed for centuries later when a Canadian inventor created one in 1953 for paralyzed veterans who had returned home from the Second World War. This invention was in such high demand because so many veterans were now surviving spinal cord injuries thanks to the invention of many medical treatment advances. The most credited of these advances, though, is penicillin. For the first time ever, severely injured veterans were coming back home from war and were in desperate need of, and perhaps more importantly, the desire to return to the level of independence they once had. Since their invention, wheelchairs, more specifically the electric wheelchair that we are focusing on today, have gone through massive amounts of changes. If you look on our website, you will be able to see all of the kinds of chairs and see how much the technology has advanced in a relatively short amount of time. On our website, you can even see how much the electric wheelchair has evolved in my lifetime. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let us start by going back to the beginning. When I began my research for this episode, I was pleasantly surprised to discover that the power chair is actually a Canadian invention. The Canadian inventor that created the first ever electric wheelchair is a man named George Klein. Klein is a highly recognized inventor. I was very impressed to learn that he not only created the electric wheelchair, other notable inventions by him include aiming systems for artillery and naval anti-submarine mortars. In fact, he was one of the chief consultants for the Canadarm and the first atomic reactor, just to name a few. At the time of its invention, the Klein chair, as it was best known at the time, looked remarkably like a manually propelled wheelchair with a joystick on one side, along with a tighter turning systems and separate wheel drives. Despite the fact that today's power chairs have a much more modern and sleek look to them, they all still maintain those features. So how did it begin to evolve from that point to be the modern tool that we now know it to be in the world of today? Well, one problem with the wheelchair that was used by George Klein is that it was a manual wheelchair with a motor placed on the back of it. Because of this, his model was cumbersome and it did not possess the ability to finally navigate through smaller spaces that it was invented for. This problem was not solved for quite some time, though, because after he had invented the electric wheelchair, they were in such high demand that Klein and his team invested heavily in transforming manual chairs rather than building brand new ones. Because of the high demand for them, a company called Everest and Jennings, located in St. Louis, Missouri, became the first company in history to mass produce them during the 1950s. Despite being needed by millions of people worldwide, it was not until the adoption of Article 20, Personal Mobility of the Charter of Rights for Persons with Disabilities, or CRPD, was ratified in 2006, that having the right to a wheelchair would become a human right. In the late 20th century, when power chairs began tucking the battery underneath the seat of the chair, the idea of more ergonomic seating truly took place. When the idea of ergonomic seating first arrived, the users were able to live much healthier, better, and more complete lives. Suddenly, the world became much more physically accessible. Thank God. Today, wheelchairs of all kinds can be purchased to suit your needs. Manual chairs that are designed to collapse for ease of travel. Some manual chairs even that have an attachable third wheel to help them get through rough terrain. Electric wheelchairs, on the other hand, have additional options such as tilt, recline, leg movements, elevation, head drive. Many are even driven with eye-tracking technology. Heck, some even have the ability to climb stairs. The biggest advancement in the world of the wheelchair, though, in my personal opinion, has to be the advancement of customized seating. While wheelchair vendors do offer comfortable seating, there are also other private vendors that offer seating that is contoured to your body. How amazing is that? Here in my home city of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, there are a small handful of businesses that offer such services. The majority of these businesses, though, are closing very soon. In fact, while I was in the process of ordering my new chair, my favorite seating and accessories provider was about to retire. Fortunately, he agreed to help me with one last chair. Thanks, Ian. My seating specialist name is, as I just said, Ian Casey. The name of his business is Mobility Lab IFC. Ian is a leading expert in his specialty field of orthotics. If you are in a wheelchair and live in Ontario, Odds are you have heard of Ian. He has been in the field for over 40 years and has been providing custom postural seating for 30 years. At this point, you're probably saying to yourself, what does that mean? To be honest, the first time he worked with me, I had no idea myself. But now there is technology that, according to Ian, was created by a wheelchair vendor named Permobile. Here's how it works. First, he has you sit in a beanbag. Then, he takes the markings from the beanbag and digitizes them so that they can make a seat and backrest for your chair. The file or digital image that is created is then forwarded to the manufacturer, and they carve out the image in foam blocks. Then they have another appointment with the client so that they can sit in it for the first time. If you are in need of adjustments, they are made to those foam blocks rather than starting over. Once they are completed, the custom covers are fabricated. It is finally installed to the wheelchair and given to the client. All of these services were completed at the Mobility Lab IFC shop in Ottawa. Therefore, it is rather problematic for disabled people that he is now retiring. These types of specialty seating vendors are few and far between. What is even more unfortunate is that his business is no longer open, as there was not anyone to take it over. I am hoping that this next chair will last me for some time. The main reason these manufacturers are leaving the market around the same time is that they are all, quite ironically, around the same age. On top of that, it is a very niche market, and it is not well known. After they retire, therefore, nobody is lined up or unlikely to be interested in entering the market. Needless to say, wheelchairs have evolved to the point where they can assist you to do anything and go anywhere. This is not to say that the world is fully accessible and people with severe physical disabilities are able to go anywhere they want without any concerns related to disability. Accessibility will always be a concern for people with disabilities. What we are trying to say is that wheelchairs have greatly advanced from their origins during the 1600s. The German inventor would be beside himself in astonishment if he could see what wheelchairs are doing today. George Klein, as well, would be amazed that his creation can not only tilt back now, but it can even climb stairs. Yes, it truly is a wonder what a wheelchair can do to help someone overcome barriers that they face in life. That being said, though, it is amazing how complicated it is to purchase a chair. It is such a problematic event that we decided to, as mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, dedicate an entire episode to it. So be sure to tune in to our next episode, where we will talk to my occupational therapist, Amanda Sutherland, and learn how many steps are needed to take before you actually are sitting in your new chair. Don't miss it. Insert outro. Oh, I did it again. This has been a presentation of 21st Century Disability. This episode was written by myself, Hollis Pierce, and edited by Sandy Barron. Digital editing and production was done by Michael Dixon. The original music was also created by Sandy Barron. If you liked this episode, please let us know by email. You can email me at hollis.pierce@me.com or the show directly at 21centurydisability@gmail.com. You can also email me if you have any suggested topics for future episodes, or if you have any questions or comments for me. You can also follow us on Instagram at 21stc.d or on Twitter at 21st_D. If you enjoy this show, please give us a like and subscribe to our podcast. Please remember that if you are alive, you can thrive. Thank you for listening.